All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian David Whitman. And awfully nice of Chief Gates to call us in that last hour, thanks to Mark Germain. So thank you very much. All right, we move on, and the woman sitting in front of us is a psychic.
Yep.
She knows the future, she knows the past, but does she know the present?
That is the question, Tim.
Yes. Linda Salvin, everybody.
Hi.
Look at you.
Hi. Welcome back. Yes.
Yes,
I am back. You know what? I loved doing your show on the 25th of January. I want to thank you for having me back. And on my show on Sunday nights, I don't know if you guys listened, but I complimented you quite a bit that following Sunday.
We got an email.
My wife
about
heard
that,
yeah.
And we got an email about
did
it.
Did you?
Yep.
Your wife? No, I know she listens to my show. And then Super Bowl Sunday? Did you hear what I did on my show about you guys? We took that one clip.
Well, I was still watching the Super Bowl, I believe.
It was over. At
it was
9
over?
O'clock. Yeah, it was
maybe
over.
I was on the way
it
home.
Was over on 7 something. But I had my engineer, George. I said, George, you got to find that piece of this show. And so we got that one strip that's where you're saying, so Linda, who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl? Now, those people listening out there, was, what, 12 days before the game that I made the prediction the Giants are going to win. And both you guys looked at me like, but I just made a bet. And I'm like, no, I think it's the Giants.
You called it.
I called it. And we kept playing over and over again about 8 times in my show because I didn't want you to rip me a new one if I was wrong. And I thought, oh, God, the last 30 seconds they won. Thank goodness.
And if somebody put $5,000 down on Linda Salvin's prediction,
yes,
they would have won.
You would get $25,000 back. It was 5-1.
Wow.
The money line was 5-1.
You know, somebody called in on my show, and even George, the engineer on my weekend on weekends, changed his bet that day. Because he kept hearing my prediction, he changed the bet, and then he said he was really glad.
Yeah.
Well, here's where Linda proves how really psychic she is. Who's going to win the next Super Bowl?
I don't even know who's playing yet. Let me think.
All right.
I wonder if New England's going to be one of the contenders.
Yeah, think about it. Do you think they will be?
Okay. I don't know yet.
All right. If you'd like to talk to Linda Salvin, maybe you have something in your future. You have a question about what's going to happen to you.
Money, love, travel, health, career.
Money, love, what?
Moving, travel, moving. Health, career issues.
Right. Anything you want to ask Linda Salvin, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now you survived a plane crash. A little background on you.
Yeah, but before that, I have to say that Shotgun Kelly heard the show that night.
Who?
Shotgun from.
I don't know who that is.
No, I know you don't. Hi, Shotgun. I just saw him coming in when I was coming in, and he made sure I saw his big poster on the other station. But he wanted me to say to you that it sounded really good a few weeks ago when I was here.
Is that right?
Yeah, he said to say hi to you guys.
He's a nice guy.
He's a
He drives home on Friday. He goes back to his wife and kids in San Diego.
Yeah, that's what he
so
said.
He's radically depressed when he leaves on Friday.
No, he's very happy to go see his family, and he's
very upbeat on Monday when he comes back.
Gun.
He's got 5 days away from the little one.
He listens to us on the way down the drive down.
Yep. I had to plug that. Anyway, this coming Sunday, February 17th, I'm doing my show at 9 to 11 p.m. here on KLSX and talking about near-death experiences because it is the 27th anniversary of that plane crash that I was in that opened me up and led me into this career.
Yeah. 27 years
it's
already.
Be 27 years. I was 27 then, so I'll do the math. Right, I'm 54 now. I'm like, so it's going to be 27 years. A lot of stuff's been coming up of like emotional stuff. I think when there's an anniversary, there's always a repercussion of some sort.
Isn't it weird? So that happened when you were 27.
Mm-hmm.
And
27 years later, double. Yeah.
That's Irvine Airport, right?
John Wayne
Airport down in Santa Ana. Yeah.
So the crashing of that airplane really defines the midpoint of your life in a weird
way. There was a very strange midlife crisis before I was really midlife.
Okay. Right.
Because I didn't know what to do for years after that. It took 6 years to recuperate. I was in shock. I got hit by a fire truck after that. I totaled a car. I creamed another car, and I had a white light experience where I was given the choice to live or die. There's this whole story. Then I had surgeries, and I opened up as a psychic, a healer, and then I had more surgeries, and I became a medium. And it's just like, you know, what do they want from me? So I'm supposed to help people.
Does anyone ever say to you, you should have known that plane was going to crash?
I did. Sort of, because I had a premonition. That was my first premonition, Tim and Brian, when I was sitting in San Jose Airport with my partner at the time. I was working for an insurance company, and we had been up in a hospital doing some investigations for the company. And I was having some coffee, and I looked out at the window, and there's a plane always sitting there, you know, when you're having right outside the in the terminal. And I said, doesn't it look like it could crack there? Because I saw a line or a fuselage line in the body of the plane beyond the wing. My partner looked. He goes, you know, I think you're tired. He didn't see it. But an hour and a half later, that's where our plane cracked in half on the 17th aisle. Wow. We lost the gear
shift. Where
were
you sitting?
Second aisle, second seat.
Oh, and then first class. Look at you.
In those days, it was just one big plane. Oh. But I remember grabbing both men's arms and thinking, oh, my God, we're going to die.
You were in the middle.
I was in the middle, and I didn't know the man on my right. I knew my partner on the left. I just went, oh, my God, we're going to die. And I'm grabbing, and then I put my head down. And they always, like they say, before you might die, your whole life flashes before you. And, yes, it was like a movie tape that, like, the film just went wild, and I saw a lot of things flash.
Was it your life that was flashing?
It was mine so far that I know.
Well, you mentioned Linda Salvin that you, of course, you're going to be on Sunday night, every Sunday night at 9 o'clock here at KLSX.
Mm-hmm. I have been since August.
You mentioned that you'll be doing the near-death experiences.
We're going to talk about that.
And you mentioned something that I have a question for you. You said that you were given the choice, and you mentioned this last time you were on with Tim and I. Tim and me, I should say.
What's semantics. Tim and I.
Sorry.
Tim and me. It's like Tim and I.
Right.
When Tim and me don't sound right.
When you're given that choice, do you find you answer quickly? Like, when you're given that choice, who is it that gives you the choice? Do you hear a voice says to you, Linda, do you want to come with us or do you want to stay on Earth?
This is exactly what happened.
What happened?
I was at Palms and McLaughlin. I was living in the marina at the time, and I was working for a huge talent agency. And I remember that all the lights were out. It was a very bad rainy night. It was January of 84. And I just remember I broadsided a Pinto. They shouldn't have Pintos on the road. We know that. But they spun out. I spun out, and as I was spinning out, I was driving a Camaro at the time, and this light, literally, I never believed any of this stuff, psychics, mediums, white lights, none of it till it happened to me. And this light went through the top of my head, through the car, and this loud voice said, you can come with us now or stay and do your, and I was given this message.
Wasn't it the Domino's pizza light on top of your car?
It was either that, it could have been Subway, but it hadn't come out yet. But I thought, oh my God. And then when the paramedics got me out of my car, I just said, they want me off the planet. Because I didn't know what was happening. It was 4 years of that.
But you answered affirmatively. You said to them, no.
I'm
not ready. Okay.
I'm not ready. I said, okay, okay.
Are you ready now after being with this station for 6 months? Now you're really ready to go.
Yeah.
Huh? Made a bad choice back then with the Pinto.
Back in 84, huh?
All right, Linda Salvin is with us. If you have a question about your future, she'll have the answer for you.
I'll give a brief answer, then they can call me off there and book a private consultation where they pay for my time, and I can give them an hour or half an hour. And that number, I want to give it out, is 888-509-1077. Look at all these people calling. My gosh.
All right, 888-509-1077. All right. A man after my own heart with a gambling problem, Jose in West Hills. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Good, man.
How big's the gambling problem?
Well, almost every other weekend I go down to the pechanga and I, waste about $600-$700.
Wow. How much do you have in... Brian,
it's Jerry.
Jerry, please.
Please, Jerry.
How much do you have left in savings?
Right now I'm actually overdrawn like about $500.
You're fine.
Yeah.
I don't see you have a problem yet.
Do you want to, and you're also going through a divorce?
Not yet.
Don't you know why? I mean, if you have no money, there's not a lot for her to really, it's all part of it. You've got a problem.
Lindsay, you don't understand. He's calling you for tips.
No, the gambling, actually.
Are you calling from Los Alamitos?
No. After I got separated from the wife, that's when I start gambling.
Well,
what a bitch to want to leave you.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you're a catch, dude.
So we got separated last September.
What was the reason she's leaving you?
We were having problems. So right now we're still talking. We're still civil to each other. But, it's just crazy. So,
all right. What do you think, Linda? What do you think in this future?
I mean, most of the time when people separate, it's the first step to divorce. Maybe if you got a handle on the finances and right now while you're acting out your pain, which is where you're hiding between gambling. Same thing with the pinball machines in the 70s. When those came out, it was people... Did you know that they did a study with pinball machines and sexuality that people that were really addicted to pinball machines didn't have a good sex life?
Is that right?
I just saw it today. I was just online
today.
We'll
get back to this in a minute. Yeah.
I think it was on Yahoo. And it said, are video games ruining your marriage? And it showed a guy like on an Xbox and a wife.
Exactly, because everybody's distracted from all the other... distractions out there with games and toys and pinball machines or the Xbox, so they don't have to deal with their own feelings. And the same thing with a gambling situation, a drug addiction, alcoholism, overeating, whatever your thing is, shopping, paying, being a spender. It's all because you can't deal with what's really going on and you're not facing your pain. The truth is you had relationship problems with her prior to this. This was not the right marriage partner for you, and I feel that down the road you're going to end up just divorcing and starting over. You know, there are 12-step programs for gambling. Did you know that? And then a 12-step program opens you up spiritually. And basically what's going on is you're trying to fill up what's missing spiritually. So it's all part of who you are on a mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional level, but you're being tested spiritually.
I know.
So there's no future for me and her.
I don't see it. I don't suggest it. I do suggest you can call my show on Sunday night and I go into deeper, or call me off there, and I'd love to talk to you more about this privately.
All right. Thanks, Jose. And do you think this has ever happened in his house in West Hills where he says he's $500 overdrawn? And he says, hey, I'm going to take a bite out of one of these credit cards and head down to the casino in Palm Springs. And her response was, no way, Jose.
That's good. I bet it happened a lot.
One time. Yeah. And maybe she, when it happened, she didn't even realize what she just said. And then probably never again did she say it.
See, now I see it a little differently. Linda Salvin's with us. She's a psychic. And I see it differently.
Yeah.
This guy is a very loving, caring man who is trying to hit the jackpot for the wife.
Right. So she can have everything she'd ever want.
He's doing it for her.
She doesn't get that.
She's a bitch. What's wrong with her?
Dump that bitch. Dump that bitch.
I love that.
All right.
Hello.
All right.
That's
my Linda, alter ego. Linda Salvin is with us.
Number four.
Line four?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Ella.
Is that how you pronounce that name? Is it Ella or Elia?
Elia.
Hi.
Wow.
You got us all euchred.
I'm kind of glad she's on because I've been listening to her show once in a while. I'm driving. I think it's just a complete fraud.
Oh.
I mean, she's using the candles. She gets people to buy all these candles. She gets them to buy things. I'm just kind of surprised.
Let me tell you about the candles. And if you go to my website, lindasalvin.com, and you go to the guest book, this is where I'm going to defend something. Because one of the producers of my TV show that will be out sometime this year, he and his wife were trying to get pregnant. And they were going through fertility testing and all that stuff that goes on for about a year to try to conceive the second child. Couldn't. I gave them a set of Good Luck Power and Health and Wellness Power. And it's on the website that they conceived within that month. And they've now given birth to a little boy.
Look at that.
Congratulations to them.
Because it's spiritual. The candles are spiritual with the oils, the herbs, the powders. And I'm almost a doctor of metaphysics. I'm six hours away from my PhD. So like a prescription for your soul, which is the term I've coined, instead of giving drugs or meds, I prescribe, quote unquote, my candles, which I was trained in about 10 years ago on how to mix the oils, powders, and parchment paper with the certain candles, aromas, and colors to affect change. And I love dealing with skeptics. If you're really skeptical, call me off there, and I'd love to deal with
it. Now, do you want to, will you put a hex on that, dude?
No, I don't do that. Right.
Maybe I'll select the next call. You didn't have good luck there, did you?
No. Okay. How about Sean in Irvine?
All right. Let's talk to Sean. Sean, you're on 97.1 Free FM with Linda Salvin.
Hi, Sean.
You there? Sean.
Yes, I am.
Hi. You know what? I don't want to touch the presidency. I have my opinion, and I have a feeling, and I don't want to do that until we know exactly who's going to be in each.
Are you a fan of Clinton or Obama?
Me, personally?
Yeah,
Obama.
Obama. All right. So you think Hillary's flaming out?
I think so, and I would just like to see a change. I mean, there's a lot of things I trust with her, but I feel that Obama reminds me so much of Kennedy.
And you also understand, I'm sure you do, Linda, because you pay attention to these things, as I know Tim does.
I heard you too.
It's mathematically impossible for either one of the candidates to get the nomination without these superdelegates.
That's right.
So
that's what's so unfair about our system anyway.
Republicans have it a little different. When a Republican wins a state, they get all the delegates, so they don't have to deal with this kind of crap.
Democrats have to split, 2,000?
Democrats have to get 2,000 some odd delegates, and the Republicans, it's just about 1,100.
Why is that so?
I don't know, but that's the party rules, and the party committee makes the rules.
The populace really doesn't matter.
Well, look.
The superdelegates were created so that the left wing of the Democratic Party wouldn't throw another McGovern into the mix.
That's right.
Is that what all that started?
Yeah.
Yes. And it happened, I guess, in the 82. I think in 82 is when they started with the superdelegates. But superdelegates are people that the party trusts. Governors, congressional representatives, former presidents, vice presidents, they're leaders within the party. And it is the party's right, it is the Democratic Party's right, as it would be the Republican Party's right, to determine, since it's their party, how they're going to nominate their candidates.
Right. Nobody really cares.
But let me ask you something. if a congressman was a superdelegate,
yes,
and he comes from an area of Florida where 80% of the people there wanted Obama, shouldn't he then, even though he's a fan of Hillary, say, I got to give it to Obama?
Well, you might not like my answer. The answer is ultimately no. I'll answer your question. The answer is ultimately no, because superdelegates, unlike Electoral College members who pledge to vote the way the populace votes, superdelegates are selected for their own personal judgment.
I'm impressed you know all that.
Superdelegates are empowered to use their own personal judgment, whereas members of the Electoral College are pledged to vote in a certain way.
And each state has a certain amount of electoral, I mean, it has a certain number of people that played that.
They got the superdelegates. They're super people. But I would think that if 80% of the people in my district wanted Obama and I said, F them, I'm going to give it to Clinton, that I would be thrown out of office for them. They're going against the will of the people in their district.
I don't think. Number one, I don't.
Is it going against the will of the people in their district, though, to do that?
It certainly might be, but it also not necessarily are superdelegates office holders. I don't think they necessarily are office holders.
A lot of them are.
They're former office holders in some cases, but they are selected for their powers of discernment and judgment and for the respect that they have garnered from fellow Democrats. That's why they're superdelegates.
That's why they're all being paid. Too. Obama and Clinton are all paying them.
But it shouldn't matter to you because you're a Republican, so why do you care how Democrats pick our candidate? Let us pick our candidate, and you worry about the Republican Party, Tim.
I'm an American young man.
I feel the Democrats are going to win. I will say that. I think the Democrats are going to win.
I think Obama's going to win.
I've never seen a Republican, and a pretty hardcore Republican like Tim, get so invested in how in the inner workings of Democratic Party committees and conventions. I mean, he's just going crazy over this superdelegates.
It's so entertaining to listen to you defend Hillary all the way to the grave.
I certainly don't defend them all the way to the grave.
Hillary just lost one of her biggest contenders.
We're about 3 weeks away from a teary-eyed speech where she comes out in that pantsuit.
Well, I'll tell you what, my friend.
And says, so long, everybody.
I'll tell you what. If she does not win Texas and she does not win Ohio,
then we know it's over. It's Obama.
Yeah.
I'll be in Vegas on your dime.
That is probably, yeah, that's true. We didn't make that bet, didn't we?
Okay. All right, Linda Salvin is with us. If you want to talk to her off the air and call her and get her prediction for the future, call her at 888-509-1077. Mm-hmm. And also lindasalvin.com, is that
that's
right?
That's it.
Wow.
Lindasalvin.com, lindasalvinradio.com. We've got podcasts for the last 10 years of shows. We've got.
So I can listen to something that happened like back in 1998?
Yeah. Wow.
Can we hear it?
I can't wait to get home.
Oh, is the show right after the airplane crash? Is that show
84.
On there?
No,
okay.
Because I wasn't in radio then. It was because of that this long journey led me to radio.
How about
I didn't
the Pinto?
Get into radio until 94.
The Camaro?
I think that's gone.
Yeah. I'd like to fly with you, though. Because
no, get out of here.
No.
I'm like this with white knuckles.
No! Yeah, but I don't think I've ever heard of anyone getting in two plane crashes.
No, and people...
Well, that's why I want to fly with you, baby.
Sometimes I go to the stewardess because I'll be anxious because I never know how I'm going to feel when I get on board, and I'll say, I'm a plane crash survivor, and I sit in the bulkhead sometimes with my feet up, and I can relax. And other times, they poo-poo it. And I said, no, I really am a plane crash survivor because I was told in therapy years ago
to tell the flight attendant.
Because of the anxiety, and if I get sick, the worst trip I've ever had, not Hawaii, not to Thailand, not to Europe, here to Vegas. That dump over the desert.
Oh,
my God, I know those heat bumps.
Also, do they get irritated with you when you light those candles on the plane?
I don't bring candles on the plane. Right. They'd probably confiscate them because of terrorists.
All right. Linda Salvin's with us. It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM. All right. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Linda Salvin's with us. She's a psychic and you're not. So if you would like some information about her services, 888-509-1077. Let's get right back to these crazy callers.
Lots of callers. You know what? There's somebody who wants to get on TV. Let's go to Seth in Silver Lake.
All right, Seth you're on
97.1. Seth in Silver Lake, you want to know if you're getting on SNL? That's like a mouthful.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good. First time, long time. But I'm out here working the comedy clubs and stuff and doing the sketch shows and everything. And I'm trying really hard to get on Saturday Night Live.
It's going
to
take you 2 years.
2 years?
Mm-hmm. It's going to take
you
2 years.
How old are you?
I'm 31.
It'll take you 2 years.
A couple of questions. One, why do you want to get on it?
It's a great
Everybody
show.
Everybody dies there.
I still think it's a great show. It's Saturday Night Live. Like, why would you not want to get on that?
All right. Let's not get hostile, dude. what do you open with? What's the big joke you open with?
I went to Six Flags not that long ago, and they had these rides. They're these crazy names, you know, like the Behemoth and the Goliath. And I was thinking, need some rides here with names that'll scare me, you know, like the Condom Broke. You know, I've been on that ride. You know, that's 3 weeks of terror.
I did stand up for eight years.
And you do characters as well, so you know they look for that. You know,
yeah, and lots of writing, of course, and stuff. Yeah. So.
No, that's a funny joke.
That is a funny joke.
All right, hold on one sec. We're going to give you something here.
Okay.
We're going to give you a four-pack of tickets.
You know what Jerry Seinfeld once said? The reason why he made it is he never got out of line. He didn't stop. And I got out of line. I did stand up in the 80s after the plane crash.
I didn't know that. What did you open with?
I had been in a plane crash, had an out-of-body experience, but they didn't put me back in a thin one.
Maybe then you and Seth could get on Saturday Live together. All right, hold on one sec. We'll give you a four-pack of tickets to the Auto Club 500 to California Speedway February 24th. CaliforniaSpeedway.com is the website. And winner also qualifies for a Racer Day experience with the Lycats and a limousine. How do you beat that, man?
You can't beat it.
No.
You can't.
All right, Linda Salvin is with us. Which
Good
call
luck,
you
Seth.
Want to take here, baby?
I want to go to Marvella. She's had some bad luck. Let me explain about that. Yeah. You know, because a lot of people call me about their luck or bad luck or not enough luck. So, Marvella, you're on the air with Linda and Tim and Brian.
Hi.
How are
What's
you?
What's happening, baby?
It sounds like it's good.
What's the bad luck? Give us the broad strokes. What the
everything?
Money,
I
love.
I got married with my husband, with money, everything.
So you're not happily married, and you've got financial stuff, and you're also having some negativity just in your life in general. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
All right, let me explain why a lot of the times. You may not have married the right man, but I don't want to get into that right now. But sometimes we go through phases. Right now we're in what's called Mercury retrograde, and it began January 28th, and it goes through February 19th right now. It goes three times
a year. So like sweeps of the astrology
world?
Kind of
like sweeps, but it's horrible. It's painful. It's like when your computers break, the car doesn't work, you're losing things, communication, you can't get through to people. It's just a stressful time where everything's magnified with negativity.
When is it over?
Tuesday.
Oh, good.
Thank goodness. Mm. It's been a long one.
Should be a nice weekend.
It's going to calm down. You'll find that the energy is going to be a little smoother. The last month's been bumpy, and then it'll calm down again.
How often does that happen? Once a
three
year?
Three times a year?
3 months a year?
For 3 weeks a year.
Oh, F that.
So
that
9 right? weeks a year is all that craziness?
The planet Mercury represents communication, so it appears to be going in a reversed rotation, and it actually the satellites go down, phones don't work, your computers... No, lots
I think
of
you're
stuff
right.
happens.
Yeah,
you know.
My computer has not been working.
Yeah,
hold on, Jerry, Jesus Christ. Hold on one second. You know, I hate to do this on the air, but you can't keep saying that in my headphones, dude. You can talk to Linda off the air.
What is he saying?
He wants to know where you get your hair done.
Oh, the guy comes to my house. Would you like to have him come
Jesus
to your house?
Jesus Christ,
Gosh.
Dude.
He's Don't
asked
you
me
love my
three
new...
times while I'm on the air. I can't believe that.
You're trying to have a conversation here.
My guy's Dennis. You know what? Actually, Dennis won three years in a row as best hairdresser in Europe.
Good for
Good
him.
For Dennis.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. He's come over to the United States.
Yeah.
Well, he is in the United States.
Oh, he is, comes once, twice a month to my house to do my hair.
All right. Let's talk to a Shannon in Long Beach. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey,
Hi, Shannon.
You guys?
Hey.
Hello. I have a question for you. My boyfriend of 3 years is about to make a trip cross country, hopefully to improve his career, and I just wanted to know what you see happening between us.
What's your
moving?
Birthday? What's his birthday?
You
guys
December
are going to end up splitting. He's
Jerry. She sounds like she's in love. Give her a break.
It's okay. I sort of knew this was coming.
Uh-oh.
It's going to be difficult. He'll keep in touch with you probably for the first month and a half to 2 months, but I think 3, 4, 5 months, you'll be in touch, but it's going to go into different directions. This is going to be the test of the endurance about how he really feels about you.
So it's possible. Okay.
They can still stay together. Yeah. Absolutely. She may travel. He may want her, but it's going to be a growing experience for both of them, and especially at 2.5, 3 years, and he hasn't quite asked her to marry her. I'm a little like...
Well, I'm really not looking to get married at all in my life, so I'm not really worried about that.
Right. Well, it sounds like you're in a great relationship, Shannon. It sounds like the guy is really committed, and, you know, it may not...
Well, I don't know if it sounds... there's obviously a wanting and a needing there.
If it's a strong relationship, though, you guys will survive.
Well, during the time that he's away,
the cat goes out and play.
No, I mean, just have meals and stuff. I'm single. I mean,
Jesus Christ, you're unbelievable, dude.
One more question.
Well, no, just have dinner. Like, if you want to go to Benihana or something, you know, while he's traveling across the country. I mean, everybody needs somebody to have conversation
with.
Right. That's all I'm saying, Tim.
In like the weakest part of her life, And Tim, you're sitting there hitting on her like this, big pig.
I am offering companionship to a woman who clearly...
the soulmate candles and he'll keep them.
She's going to need them. Need companionship.
She will.
And the soulmate candles.
And the soulmate candles. I'll get you soulmate candles.
No, I don't need them. I just... We'll go to Benihana a few times and we'll... Oh, yeah, we'll light the candles on the grill.
On the grill, and especially when he's doing the knife thing.
Yeah, Shan, what do you got?
I just wanted to know what you see happening with me career-wise.
What are you doing right now?
Right now I'm bartending.
What do you really want to do when you grow up? You want to act?
I'd like to be in the restaurant business still.
Really? Mm-hmm. You want to own a restaurant?
One day.
6 years?
6 years within from now?
She's going to own a restaurant?
Within 6 years, I feel that after the training, if she really wants to, she's going to come into two investors in about the year 2010, end of 2009, the end of next year. If you really want this to happen, you'll make a plan. You're going to design what you want. I feel like it's more of a continental, kind of hip kind of place. I don't get...
What kind of food do you want to sell?
Pretty much anything.
Perfect.
Huh? Make a list and if
open
you really want this.
That's what they
and
do,
in 2009,
right?
You could do that.
That is true, too.
All right.
Thank
Denny's
all right,
would
thanks,
be good.
Baby.
Denny's. Who's...
I love that. I want to open up a restaurant in 6 years. Well, what's the goal? What kind of food? Anything.
Anything.
Where do you want it to be located?
It
I don't know.
Matter.
Just anywhere.
Can I have a restaurant? Sure.
Yeah, it's very easy business.
Absolutely.
Even when you're not focused.
Okay, so Maria wants to know if she's going to have a baby.
All right. Where's Maria on line 8? Maria, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Fine.
All right.
Do you have a man?
Yes, I'm married.
Oh, okay. So let me see if you're going
to... How old are you?
I'm 36.
And you have no kids?
No, we've been trying about probably around 10 years.
And what's...
10 years.
Is this... you got a busted stick or you got bad ovaries?
Both.
Thank you, doctor.
Although, did you hear what I said about a half an hour ago about the candles and the man?
It's whose fault it is.
Call me off the air and I'll be glad to help you. Sometimes, and what I've done with people's healing, where a lot of times... I love this show. Can I come every night,
well,
Jack?
I mean,
please,
listen,
can I come every night?
The problem is busted stick or dried eggs.
Well, it is one or the other.
Not
right.
Always.
No?
Not always, because I've had people who couldn't conceive or people who kept having miscarriages, and a lot of times it's emotional or spiritual stuff from their dad, their mom, rapes,
really?
Problems, and it's preventing, because of the fear, it prevents the conception.
Oh, really? Yeah. About trauma or something?
Trauma.
Hey,
and
did you have trauma in your past, Maria?
It's like they need a spiritual enema.
Maybe, yeah, I do.
Yeah. Okay. Like what? What was it?
Abuse.
Okay.
By
were
who?
You molested?
Yes.
Yeah. See, I get molestation around her, and that could be cleaned up. And once you get beyond that, because of the fear and what you're holding on, I can help you.
Pardon me?
Call me off the air, 888-509-1077. I picked up that's what's preventing you from conceiving because of the fear.
And,
yeah.
Is that right?
Psychological, spiritual stuff. Yeah.
You mean she's like... subconsciously,
suppressed,
she
yeah.
thinks that she might abuse her kids?
That's part of it, or that she's afraid that her body's not really going to be able to handle carrying the child and wanting to get fat or go through the whole pregnancy.
All right. Maria, I think you're going to be fine. I think you're going to have 10 kids.
That's
all right.
Okay.
All right. You take care of yourself.
Thank you.
There she goes.
All right. People can call you again. If they want to call you off the air, do a consultation off the air. The mm-hmm. number is toll free.
888-509-1077, or they could go to lyndasalvin.com. And if they mention the Conway and Whitman show, I'll give them 15% off. How's
Are you
that?
Serious?
Yes.
I will.
Is that right, Dougie? Yeah, 15% off the candles and
candles. If they order candles, the Wicks of Wisdom, I'll do 20% this week.
Wow, look at that.
I'll do 20.
Everybody gets a candle. It's like the Oprah show.
Yes.
All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Candles, 20% off. How the F do you beat that? It is the Conway and Whitman Show. Linda Salvin's with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Linda Salvin is with us. She's a psychic. And if you have a question for her, she'll have the answer, especially those love questions.
I love questions, especially with Valentine's Day this week. A lot of
I love love.
Lonely.
I'm in love with love. Linda in Long Beach, you're on 97.1.
Tim's in love with comedy. He really is.
Yeah, love it. Hey.
Hi, Linda.
Hello. I have a question regarding my love life.
It's over.
Tim, please.
What love life?
I'm 43 years old, and I want to know what.
You're how old?
All right, 43.
Yeah.
I think I was right.
But no.
You should buy my candles.
How much are your candles, Tim?
They're cheap.
He's got
it's
one
like
huge
$8.
Stick.
Do you see that in my future, Linda?
I missed the question. I was having fun with Tim and Brian.
Oh,
what's the question?
Marriage is in my future.
Yes. What's your birthday?
September. I'm a Virgo.
You're a Virgo. We're the Earth signs are very difficult to settle down with because we're so sensitive, and then we fall like crazy. I'm a Capricorn, so you need a Pisces man, and I feel that toward the end of this year, after your birthday, I'm going to say probably in 09 and 10 is where you're going to settle down, and you will probably be marrying a man that has a divorce behind him, and I get two kids, and they're probably 10 and 12. Now, I don't know if that's going to matter to you if you become like an instant stepmom.
Yeah. But I think that, if anything, that's probably been keeping me from relationships.
Right, but if I may, I'm not the psychic here, Linda.
There's not a lot to choose from at this age.
Yeah, if I can say at 43, shouldn't you be prepared at 43?
46.
Is she 46? She's 46?
I don't look 43.
Okay.
At 43, I'm sorry.
I don't look 43.
You look like you're about 18.
Right, but at that age, shouldn't you expect that people that might be available to you might have some children?
Yeah, the commodity, of course. But I'm just saying that this man does have two kids, and I feel that because sometimes there were no kids, or sometimes there's more kids, or sometimes there's a lot of baggage. But I just feel that this one particular person, and I feel like he's in his own business, and he has something to do either with computers or construction. What industry do you work in right now, Linda?
I'm a flight attendant.
You're a flight attendant. This guy, I just feel like something with his own business, and you haven't met him yet. It's nobody. You might even meet him on flight.
But a great opportunity to meet people flying around the world.
Was a stewardess on American for years, and met her husband on board.
Wow.
They live in Florida.
Have you ever dated a guy on the plane, from the plane?
Pilots?
No pilot.
But you never dated like a passenger?
I have. Yeah, I have. On dinner, dinner dates, but it never really, turn into anything more than just that.
I'm going to say the end of this year, going into springtime, within the next 16 months or so, there's something coming in. If you want to really bring in a soulmate or to attract the right kind of men in your life, the heavenly power candles attract people. I'm performing a wedding as a minister on March 9th for somebody that burned the candles, found a soulmate, and I'm doing the wedding. I predicted
it.
Oh, how nice.
March 9th, out in Norco.
All right. Hey, Linda, you have been a flight attendant how many years?
For 17 years.
17 years. And you've never had sex with a passenger?
No.
Not even in the bathroom?
Ew.
Wait,
no.
You've never had sex with a single passenger in 17 years?
No, I haven't.
Wow.
I haven't. Flirted a lot.
Wow.
Cards, but,
you should get an award, baby. That is unheard of.
It isn't.
I heard that they do is they go from one city to the next with those.
I think the pilots.
Get out of here, Linda.
No.
Still going on,
the
Linda?
Mile High Club, right. I think, still exists. Can't say it from experience.
No, we're
but
so busy up there that we don't have time.
Right, with the beverage service and all of this going on.
Plus, you don't have probably the pick of the litter working for Southwest. You got a guy who's spending $18 to go from here to Vegas.
I don't work for Southwest.
All right. All right. Thanks, baby.
Call me off the air.
All right. Take care of yourself.
You're welcome.
All right. And I hope you have a safe flight.
I'm going to go to Julia, who broke her wrist.
Julia broke her wrist?
Yeah, number 5. Oh, Julia, what'd you
Julia,
do?
Julia, what
fall
happened to
yourself?
You, darling?
Hi, how are you guys?
All right.
Did you fall?
Yeah, I fell snowboarding, which, I broke my wrist. And,
right? Was it the right wrist?
Yes, ma'am.
Let me explain to you why you broke the right wrist.
Julia, man.
What do you do for work? What do you do for work?
Joey.
I work for a company called LA Bikes.
No, I don't care who. What do you do?
I deliver food.
Okay. And there's a part of you that really doesn't want to do that anymore.
Correct.
Okay,
and I understand also that you almost broke your wrist delivering pizza to Whitman, and he grabbed that box from you.
Right, I snatched
it. And you fell on your can.
So quickly that I injured her. I caused bodily harm to her.
That's
because,
right.
Because like an animal, I went toward the pizza like an uncaged animal, Tim. Right, exactly.
I actually delivered to Whitman once. He was very generous.
I do remember that. Yes, I remember that. And you're very sweet, too, to say that. Thank you.
Thank you.
She did deliver to my home once, I believe.
Right. Yes, I did.
The right side of your body represents the future. The left represents the past. So there's something about not wanting to deliver in the future with regards to this, or to reach out or something. So you need to take time to really reevaluate where you're headed career-wise, or what you're going to be doing while you're healing. I just had surgery 2 months ago on my right elbow. And it was like a sign to see, like, where am I reaching? What am I doing? What am I extending? Or, what am I going after next? So
what
take a look at what that. Haven't figured it out yet.
It's not one of those like anti or drug resistant staph infections, is it?
Oh, no, no.
Okay.
No.
It's under control.
It's very much under control.
All right, Linda Salvin, you can check out her show Sundays at 9 o'clock, Sunday from 9 to 11.
Good.
And check out her show. And then I think we're going to have you back like once a month or every other month or every other week or something like that. Right?
I would love it. I'll find out from the station. I'll let you know, or you find out and let me know.
We'd love to have you whenever you can come in. It's so much fun.
You have a great spirit about you. You really do.
So do you guys. I listen to you guys every night when I'm at home on the computer and I got you guys. I'm just like, and I can picture you in my mind what it looks like in here. And
they, by the way, wearing, I believe, a Juicy Couture shirt.
It's something. I don't know. It's look got at some that. Type of little
fancy, man.
Fancy schmancy, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
I know my products.
Look at you.
Like that story. Yeah, what's that like story you go to in?
You know, Tim.
Obi-Gobi?
Yeah, BCBG.
BCBG.
Obi-Gobi.
I'm like a little queen. I'm a princess.
By the way, I don't go to it. I mentioned it on the air once. It's for women, Tim.
Somebody has a testimonial. Thanks, Linda. Let's hear that. Can we?
No, we got to get out of here. You've got to go take your dogs out, right?
I do.
Okay. All right. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. Linda Salvin, Sunday night, 9 p.m. You got to tune in. If you don't, you're an a-hole. And we're live at 97.1 Free FM, moments away from open phones.